Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the NWAC Southfest Break Show. We do this show every Monday night at 9:30 Pacific time. As I say every week, if you cannot listen live, you can always go to the podcast at www.blogtalkradio.com and punch in the NWAC Southfest Break Show. And I might explain a podcast. That's when you do a show and it's available forever. It's kind of taped by Blog Talk Radio, and they do a great job with that. And you can just go and listen to us anytime in case you miss the show. And we know people have things to do. They got a busy life. They occasionally got to catch up with our shows. We appreciate it when you listen live, and we appreciate it when you listen, period. I am Gregory Crawford. I host this show each week. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops. And, of course, I talk to four great coaches, four great human beings on this show who are shaping the lives of young men and women way beyond the basketball floor. Let's get started with Trevor Hopp down in beautiful Coos Bay, Oregon. And he is the boss of the men's team at Southwestern Oregon Community College. And, Trevor, I'm going to ask everybody tonight, talk a little bit about the advantages of being in Coos Bay, Oregon.
Oh, well, you know, thanks for having me on. Boy, I'd like to just start off by saying we just have a great administration, great people to work with. I think that support really shows, and so, you know, I think those things are important for our student athletes. I think that goes a long way. I think we have caring people on our campus, our professors, our, you know, faculty and staff. And so they're there to help our students and want to see them succeed. So that's a big thing for our players is that, hey, you get to play college basketball and you get to be in a nice environment where you're around good people that care about you and want to help you reach your goals. So that's some of the things that we talk about at our place.
Very good. You forgot one important thing, Trevor. Did you realize that?
And that is?
You're just far enough away from Chavka that he doesn't show up for dinner every night.
That is true.
That is a real plus. Hey, Trevor, you're a week and in a couple days into where you can officially have practices of any length. How's that going for you? And talk a little bit about your team.
Yeah, you know, it's been great. These guys have been coachable and want to learn and are working hard. We took our first road trip and had a scrimmage down at OIT last Saturday. And I think it was an eye-opening experience for our guys. We were able to hang with them for a while and we were battling and at halftime, I think maybe we were down, you know, a little bit, and second half, they kind of turned up the pressure. And so, you know, our guys really got to experience, college basketball when we only got really one returner back who saw significant minutes. There were a lot of freshmen out there they thought they knew what to expect, but when you get out there and you're playing against older guys and bigger guys, they got to see some of the things that we need to work on, whether that's eliminating some turnovers, blocking out and rebounding is going to be important, and especially when you play a team as big as OIT and strong. So, getting in the groove of practice now and getting a scrimmage under our belt was great. And we came back and had a nice practice today on a Monday, which sometimes you never know how that's going to go. And the guys came in fired up, ready to go. And so, we're looking forward to hopefully another great week of practice before we head over to Lane on Saturday for the little jamboree going on there.
Very good. Let me ask you just a quick question, Trevor, about it's probably never going to happen, but it's okay to think about stuff in sports that might not happen. Would you ever like to see the day when maybe the NWAC could play NAIA teams, or is that just something that's of no interest?
I think the scrimmages are great. You know, I think it's beneficial. I know it's beneficial for our guys. I hope it's beneficial also for OIT or you know, in other years we've played some different teams. But I think, you know, some of our other sports do compete against them. I think in basketball, it's kind of hard. I think in basketball and baseball and some of the other ones, it might be a little more difficult. You know, but the scrimmage situation definitely is beneficial for us, but I think the game situation would be a little difficult.
Very good. Let me ask you too, you also had a nice picture on social media. You guys looked great with Coach Miles. How's he doing in retirement? And he's got a job, I believe, over in Medford. But you obviously caught up with him at OIT.
Yeah, that was I was really happy. I didn't, you know, he's living closer to Medford now, and he's the athletic director at Cascade Christian High School, so he's keeping himself busy. And they were actually having their annual sports banquet auction that night, and that's why he was back in town in Cape Falls, and said he hadn't been back in a while, and he's keeping busy and doing great, looking great and sharp as ever. So I just was really happy that I did get a few minutes to just sit and chat. And, you know, he was talking about how different it was sitting up in the stands and watching a game as opposed to being down on the bench. So it was just really great to catch up. I was excited about that.
How much did that Chavka autographed basketball go for for a net auction?
I think that one is going to be at the Lane auction. I'm not sure they had that one down there, but who knows what that could go for.
Just checking. We got to keep track of this important stuff. Hey, what do you got to work on before you head up to the Great Lane Community College this week, Trevor? I know you're excited about your enthusiasm and coachable players. What else do you need work on?
Yeah, you know, pick and roll defense, more rebounding. Like I said, taking care of the basketball. So, you know, working on just handling pressure and playing through stuff. But, you know, I think we need to start getting some more stuff in, you know, offensively and stuff. But pick and roll defense is going to be big, rebounding, turnovers, I think stuff like that. And just fine tuning our offense, make sure everybody's kind of more in sync now. And so those are some things that we're probably focusing on this for the rest of this week.
Coach Hopp, great job tonight. We'll talk to you again next Monday night. Have a great trip up to Eugene and playing in the Lane Jamboree. And it's always fun to have you start off this program.
Well, thanks a lot for having me. We'll see you later.
You betcha. My pleasure. Now we're going to move over to Eugene, Oregon, and talk to Bruce Chavka, the outstanding men's coach at Lane Community College. And, Bruce, what's exciting about being in Eugene, Oregon, a great city?
Well, one thing that's super exciting is that my Denver Broncos were on Monday Night Football tonight, and they totally whitewashed the Houston Texans, so that was pretty fun to watch. You know, there's not much excitement right now. We're using the ghetto fabulous term of grinding right now. Coach Hopp was fortunate to have his scrimmage on Saturday, and we're sort of ready to play somebody. We had a pretty spirited, you know, chesty practice tonight. So there's definitely, we're just hoping to you know, get to that scrimmage fast enough. And I know our guys are sick of beating up on each other. So that'll be good to play somebody else.
Now, let me ask you, we definitely want to get people to see you on Saturday. Our whole idea here is to get more people out to watch games and everything. What do you got going with your scrimmage? What time is it? Now, is it open to the public?
You know, it's like I told our guys, don't bring their posse or invite all their friends. It really isn't. We're not even going to set up our bleachers. We're going to use two of our courts in our gym. And, you know, it's more of like let's concentrate on what we're trying to get done kind of thing. But if, you know, if somebody showed up, we would accommodate them with a chair or two kind of thing. But we're fortunate to have Oregon club team. The University of Oregon has a club team, so they're going to come over. They were here last year. And then South Puget Sound, the Clipper show is going to be here. And then the Lake show, the Community or Southwestern Oregon Community College is going to be here. So it'll be a good afternoon of, you know, just probably throwing the ball over the gym and trying to figure out what we really need to work on and that kind of thing. It'll be good for all of us, and I'm excited for our new guys, that kind of thing, to sort of see the pace of the game. And I was giving our guys a sort of a serious deal tonight about, you know, trying to guard without fouling, and, you know, it'll be exciting to get some officials and sort of open up some of our guys' eyes to see how much they are fouling kind of thing. So it's always an educational experience. It's always exciting for our young people to get going. They started with the questions on Friday and Saturday, you know, this and that about what to expect and stuff. So, you know, it was a week away and they're already talking about it. So it's just, you know, young people get excited about scrimmaging and games coming up. They've been working so hard and putting in the time and effort to try to get better. So we're all excited. I'm even excited to get going. So we'll see what happens.
Absolutely. We're all excited, and it's going to be great Saturday. Bruce, it's kind of interesting. Almost every single coach you talk to in the country loves to scrimmage, but they all say one thing that's constant. It's always a lot better scrimmaging when you got your actual regular officials there.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference. There's no doubt. I mean, it is. It's from a foul point of view. I mean, it just reemphasizes what you've sort of been telling your kids for 2 or 3 weeks and goes in one ear and out the other. But when an official is there blowing a whistle and telling them what they did wrong, it definitely resonates with them and they sort of get a clue of what's going on.
What needs work with your Lane Titans? I know that you're excited about this team, but right now, what do you need to concentrate on and what needs to be good in that scrimmage on Saturday?
I think the biggest thing I'm looking for in the scrimmage and every day in practice is consistency. That's something that, I would imagine every junior college team in America is fighting now is to gain some sort of consistency and flow and rhythm to offense, defense kind of thing. And, you know, you can see the times and there's good stuff. And then, you know, it seems to be like all of a sudden the bad stuff shows up and you become a real JUCO team throwing the ball over the gym and making those JUCO jump passes and stuff. So it's just trying to get it to the point where we can have more steady Eddie as opposed to our highs are too high and our lows are too low kind of thing. So, you know, that's the biggest thing I'd like to see is a little bit of consistency on the defensive end and then, you know, offensively trying to figure things out, that kind of stuff.
I got my ear to the ground, Bruce, pretty good, and I'm hearing a lot of things that the NWAC South this year is so good that a lot of teams could be 16-0. That's a real credit to the region. It's just going to be an unbelievable year, I think, with it once you get into league play. But before you get there, there's a lot of work to be done in non-league play.
You know, there is. There's a lot of good coaches. We've talked about that before, guys that care and put in the time and effort and work with their guys. And then we're always out. Everybody's out recruiting and getting good players, signing good guys. So it is going to be tough. I've talked to some coaches, and this is going to be another, you know, dogfight to the end. And, you know, happy and fortunate to be a part of it, but you never know what's going to happen. So that's why you try to make your practices valuable time together and try to get the troops situated and ready to go.
Have a great time on Saturday. It's going to be terrific, and I'm anxious to get a report next Monday night. And thanks for being a great part of this program from day one.
I appreciate it. Have a good week, and always good to talk to you.
You betcha. That's Bruce Chopka, the head men's coach at Lane Community College, beautiful Eugene, Oregon. Now let's swing up to Tony Broaddus in my hometown of Portland, Oregon, born and raised there, and still like the City of Roses. Tony, how are you doing tonight at Portland Community College? And we're inching closer, Tony.
Yes, we are, Greg. Yes, we are. I'm doing great. Glad to be on. And, yeah, we're getting there slowly but surely. Every day, you know, we're practicing. And guys, we're doing well. At Portland Community College, we're healthy. That's always a good thing. But guys are starting to feel the bumps and bruises of going every single day and being expected to go 100%. At all times, it starts to wear on guys. But we're excited, Greg. Can't wait.
Yeah, I definitely can't wait. Tony, let me ask you, you know, what's interesting about the NWAC, and I think really challenging, unlike maybe other college basketball, you open up around the middle of November, and with the regular season, you're done. In February, it is a condensed season, and it goes quickly.
It really does. It goes. And, you know, it's one of the things that different people ask me all the time, what's different between high school, because, you know, I did high school for 20 years, and then college. One of the differences is you get started so much earlier. I mean, you know, we're rolling in September, whereas in high school, they don't touch – you can't have tryouts until, like, that first Saturday or first Monday or – in November, so like November 8th or something like that. So that's a big difference, and it's a grind, man. You're going all year round, too, at the college level because you're recruiting. I mean, you get some downtime, don't get me wrong, but you're always thinking about players, and as opposed to high school, you can kind of sometimes relax and let guys go play baseball and football and then bring them all back together. It's a little different, but I definitely enjoy this college experience. This is a lot of fun.
Tony, at this stage of this 16-17 season, which hasn't kicked off yet, but you've had some good chance to look at your team in practice. What needs some work right now with you guys?
Where do I start? I'd say everything. You know, it's so early that we've got to improve. We only got three guys back from last year, so. Those three are big-time factors. That's one thing we're excited about. But everybody else is learning new everything. So one thing I would probably say, though, if I had to, is communication on the floor. You know, young guys, guys at this age in particular, they don't like to talk. And it's just unbelievable the difference between junior college and high school guys and then D1 pro guys where, you know, you've got to be like, hey, I'm here. Who's got that guy? I've got this guy, you know, so you don't get those double teams on the ball when you didn't plan it or two guys guarding the wrong guy. So we've got to communicate better. We've got to space the floor better. You know, all that's a process. And then we kind of got to know who our guys are. Right now, everyone's still trying to prove that they can do this and they can do that. And that's all great, but they got to realize that we have some go-to guys and we're going to play through them. And that's going to be the way we have most success, I think.
And, Tony, it's very interesting you talk about the talking aspect. I went to four college practices this week, and that was the emphasis from the coaches to their team that they weren't talking enough, especially on defense. It's so critical.
It's an ongoing battle. It really is. You're always trying to get guys to do it, and it's just so important. I mean, it can eliminate, I could say, at least 18 points a game if you just communicate really well. And I just threw that number out there. But I know it's double figures on those moments where two guys didn't know this or there was a screen coming and he didn't call it. And he got caught behind it. So many crucial things that you can do if your guys communicate well.
Have you scrimmaged yet, Tony, another team, or do you have one coming up?
No, we don't have one for a while. Our first time we'll see another team will be at the Clackamas Jamboree on November 6th. But that's fine. I have no problem with that. We've got enough guys in the mix that I like to scrimmage them against each other. you know, I'll bring my bleachers out and turn out down the lights and make it really seem like a game without any fans. So I can see my 12 guys go six, you know, against each other. I think that's a little more valuable for me, at least right now.
Very good. Is there anything that you're doing different? And I know you really study the game of basketball, that you're going to do different in practice this year. That's maybe a new wrinkle. And I'm not talking about offense or defense, but just the thing you want to do in practice that might make your team better.
Well, it's a great question, Greg. And, you know, not trying to give out any secrets or anything, but now the main thing, you know what, is I'm glad you asked, is there's a real emphasis on an art program on having our hands up and hands in the passing lanes and hands. I mean, you know, it's a common thing and you hear it all the time, but do you really emphasize it as a coach, or do you just kind of talk about it here and there? Well, I think I've been a talk about it here or there type guy. And this year I'm really emphasizing it in practice, just having our hands up in the air as high as we can and using our length.
Very good. Tony, anything else that has come up? I know you're anxious to start the season, and I know you're pretty pleased about this team. Obviously, a lot of work to do, but we're getting close, as we said at the top of your segment. But I think it's just going to be a fabulous year for the NWAC South.
I do, too. You know, I really do. And I'm excited about our group and our schedule. I think we've got one of the best schedules we've had since I've been here in terms of quality opponents. We'll have North Idaho in our first game on November 18th, and then we'll play the winner or loser of Snow College out of Utah and Green River in Washington. So we're going to see top competition early. We've got Spokane coming to our place, who Spokane won the championship last year, and they're always really good. So, I mean, by the time we get to the wars that will happen in this NWAC South, we will definitely have been in some ball games coming into that point. So we'll be ready.
Yes, and I want to see a lot of people over at Portland Community College. I want to see the lines out on Killingsworth Street to get in. That's my mantra this year. Because you're going to have a good team and you've got a great schedule. Tony, thanks for being a big part of this program from day one. We'll talk to you again next Monday night.
All right. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. That's Tony Broaddus, the head men's coach of Portland Community College. Now let's swing over to beautiful Oregon City, Oregon, and talk to Brian Stamm, who is the head men's coach, as the associate coach, I should say, at Clackamas Community College, working with the great Cliff Wagner there. Brian, how you doing tonight?
Doing just great. Thanks for having me on.
Our pleasure. Love having you on. Brian, what's good at Clackamas? What needs work?
What is good at Clackamas is, you know, our guys are getting after it. Like Coach Joska said, we're a little tired of beating up on each other, and so we're really excited to have another team coming in to scrimmage us this Sunday. We have an open scrimmage to the public against South Puget Sound at 2 p.m. on Sunday at Clackamas. Excuse me. And we're really excited about that. What needs work? We need to be able to take it to that next level, and we're working on that right now every day of getting a little bit better, getting a little bit more in shape, and really kind of working on our conditioning and our playing together. Our team has been moving the ball very well for this early stage in the season, but just getting that little extra bit of effort and conditioning, I think, is really what we're focused on this week going into this first scrimmage.
Brian, and I think, you know, watching you practice, and this is not giving away any trade secrets, and just looking at your roster, rebounding is going to be a real key to success this year, I would think.
It always is for us. That's something we always emphasize. It's something that we work on daily and that we really believe is one of the keys to the success that we've had at Clackamas. We've led the NWAC in rebounding multiple times, always in the top five in that category. And that's something that we take really seriously. And, you know, there's the old adage, there's no rebounds, no rings.
And Brian, you've got some, always at Clackamas, it's been a tradition of having some outstanding three-point shooters. You got it again this year. The three-point game has just become such a huge part of the game, and to survive, you better have good three-point shooters.
Absolutely. You know, there's a lot of teams in the MWAC that run a lot of zone defenses, and you got to have guys that can stretch that floor and really knock down the shot from the outside and bring the defenses out so you can attack inside out and just open up the entire game for everybody else on your roster.
It's kind of, as I mentioned to Tony, the NWAC compared to other college leagues don't play as many games, and it's a very condensed schedule. It comes and goes quickly, so it's a key to be prepared in the non-league, and then heading into league. The South region is a battle every single night.
South is a monster conference, and the NWAC as a whole is a great conference. It's a lot of fun. We have a lot of competitive leagues competitive teams throughout the four regions, and it's good to get around in the next couple months until we start league play in January and play teams from the other regions. You know, they changed our crossover tournaments. We used to have four 8-team tournaments, one hosted in each region. And this year they changed that we're going to have 8 4-team tournaments, two hosted by each region. So we are going up to Everett Community College, north of Seattle, and we'll play against Big Bend, Everett, and Pierce College. So that'll be great to see those three teams, four teams in action, and play against three of them and really get tested early and then jump into that South schedule and battle it out like we always do to get to the tournament.
Brian, a final question for you tonight. What do you want to accomplish out of your scrimmage that's going to take place once again, open to the public at 2 o'clock on Sunday at Randall Hall on the Clackamas Community College campus?
Biggest thing is having officials there, they're going to call fouls. And not just having, our players look at us saying, "Coach, why are you calling that? That's weak, man." You know, but actually see how the game is going to be called. Introducing our freshmen to college basketball against an opponent is going to be huge. We have four sophomores right now, three returners and one sophomore transfer. So we have a younger group that needs to experience what it's like, what the tempo's like. And South Puget Sound was a tournament team last year with a great coach in Aaron Landon that I know you have talked with on other shows, and it's a part of the NWAC show on Monday nights earlier. And we're really excited to host them and see what we got so far.
I'll look forward to seeing you on Sunday, and I always look forward to talking to you on Monday night. Have a great week, Brian, and we'll catch up with you very soon.
Sounds good, Greg. You have a great week, too.
You betcha. That's Brian Stamm, the outstanding associate head coach. He's going to be a head coach very soon in the college basketball scene. He's terrific, and we love having him on the program for Clackamas Community College. Good night, everyone. Get out and see a game this week or a scrimmage, no matter where you're at, please. And don't forget to make your free throws.